This is the Airport Experience News Podcast, and I am Ramon Lowe, the host of the pod, as well as the publisher of Airport Experience News. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast because it's free, as in no charge. And believe me, as a subscriber, you will automatically get all the latest episodes dropped into your feed the moment we post them. And you know what? As a subscriber to, I'm embarrassed to say, 18 podcasts, it's really convenient for me to know when new content is posted. Also, if you haven't already, check out our library of past episodes. They're all still extremely informative. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, or Stitcher. This is episode 20, which was recorded live at the Airport Experience Conference inside our little studio, which was sponsored by Taste on the Fly. Sad to say that there was a bit of an equipment failure here. It happens when you do things live. You can barely hear me. You'll still hear me asking the questions, but you will definitely hear my guest. And at the end of all this, you know, that's actually more important. So in this episode, I chat with Rosemary Andolino, the chairwoman and CEO of International Development for MAG USA. So after Rosie's very, very successful tenure as the head of both Chicago O'Hare and Chicago Midway, she was tapped to lead MAG's effort in expanding their services in North America. And in about 4 years, she's already penetrated the market with the Escape Lounge offerings, and now they're on to their other services as well. Anyway, here is my conversation with Rosie Andolino. Airport Experience News Podcast. I am Ramon Lowe, recording live from the Airport Experience Conference here in Las Vegas. We are in the Airport Experience News Podcast studio, sponsored by Taste on the Fly, and my guest for today is Rosie Andolino, Chairman and CEO.
Just Chairman. Chairman of the International
chairman
Business.
Of
apologies.
International Development.
I should have let you stop. I shouldn't have stopped you.
No problem. For MAG USA, Rosie, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks, Ramon. Appreciate for being the invitation to be here with you. Great conference so far, so congratulations. Okay. Amazing attendance, so
more
fabulous.
More importantly, is it productive for you?
Oh, absolutely. It always is. You know, the ability to kind of connect with people in the industry is extremely important. You know, this conference allows us to do that, and the focus, you know, on the customer experience, which is exactly what we do in our business, is connecting customers and improving the airport environment. So, great opportunity to talk with airports and, again, other members in the industry and see what else is going on.
Perfect. So my first question for you is, you know, what's the status of all your work? It's been, 3 years now?
Going on four, close to four. Yeah.
Going on four years. It's been 4 years now, but let's just talk about the various products that you have.
Sure.
One, obviously, let's just say this Escape Lounges, which I have to admit, in 4 years in a niche category in this business, you've managed to grow it pretty quickly, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, thank you. A couple things. We have a great product, a great team, and I think, you know, having some new offerings in that space was extremely important for our industry. So Escape Lounges, as you said, one of the products that we offer. We are also in the parking space, we do dynamic pricing and yield management of parking, which is an exciting opportunity because parking has been the same essentially for hundreds of years in our business. Parking now is being looked at as an additional revenue generator, not just you have it at the airport. It's a commodity. So if you don't sell the space, you lose the revenue, you don't get to reclaim that. Our product, again, looks at pairing the right price, the right product for the right, you know, for each customer, and trying to create an opportunity that makes parking affordable at airports and fills those garages. So parking's our second product. And then P3s, terminal redevelopments, public-private partnerships, we're in that space as well, looking at opportunities to help build infrastructure here in the United States, redevelop airports like we've done in the UK.
So just going back to the Escape Lounges for a moment, you just opened one in Ontario.
Yes.
Correct? And I believe this is your sixth?
Yes, our sixth lounge. So Minneapolis, St. Paul was our first. Hartford, Connecticut, and Oakland, California. We're pretty much tied for 2 and 3. Reno, Tahoe Airport, Greenville, Spartanburg, and then now Ontario. And we'll have a second in Ontario. We will be in one in each terminal. Yep. And then we have six more coming online, essentially. We'll have two in Sacramento, Providence, Rhode Island, as well as, I said, another in Ontario and Phoenix. So Phoenix will be coming online this year as well. So exciting time.
Needless to say, you are busy.
We are busy. Yes, we've been very active in building our brand, getting the airports to experience our product because, as you know, not everything is created equal. So not every lounge, airport lounge, is created equal. I think what we offer is unique, sets us apart from others by bringing in local flavors and also local brands into our lounge. So each lounge, our customer has expectations of what they're going to get, but there's a little surprise and delight for them because it's a new chef. It's a chef that's unique to that market. Coffee, very local. Coffee, we do coffee roasters that are unique to that market. Same thing with some of the alcohols, whether it's craft beers or wines or liqueurs. We try to bring in elements of each market into each lounge. And then we also kind of cross-promote them as well. So try to bring specials, let's say, you know, our avocado toast in Oakland's a big hit. And so we try to bring that into our Reno lounge, and our poke in Reno is a big hit. And so we bring that, you know, so yeah. So we try to diversify, promote our chefs so that we promote them within the airport environment, as well as, you know, promote their location. So if people get a chance to, you know, visit those destinations and are not just passing through, they're able to, you know, look up our chef who has an establishment and is embedded into the community.
Perfect. So to me, it feels like the field has gotten busier. I mean, there was like, from my point of view, obviously not counting the airline lounges, but, you know, you had the Centurion lounges with Amex and you folks, and now it's there are more folks getting into the business or actually just expanding at least into our market. How do you think is the impact being felt by the other concessionaires? Because you are offering, you're elevating the food game, for one, and you're kind of pulling them off Main Street stage, right?
Well, yeah, I think...
incorrect for me to see it now.
No, well, I don't. I find this as another option. You know, when we talked, you know, listening to your show, you had last night the gaming councils that were, I think, in DFW, right, as their first location. You know, that's also an option for a customer. What would that customer be doing if they weren't being in that gaming? Would they be sitting at the bar, or would they be just sitting in a hold room? You know, think of how crowded our hold rooms are. Not every customer is, you know, at every restaurant, every purchasing product. So what I always said as an airport director, you've got so many people coming through your airport. You need to diversify your offering to appeal to as many people as possible. It's just like you want the mix of local brands and national brands in terms of food offerings. You want, you know, again, places that people can be entertained, shopping, you know, but lounges, another addition to that is creating environments that people can, what I would call, escape to, you know, and get away from that hustle and bustle and kind of be able to, you know, relax or whatever they need to do that pleases them, play games, you know, go get a massage. But it's all of those offerings that appeal to that customer that make their journey a personalized one because they get to choose what offering they want. So I don't look at it as, I think the lounges amongst ourselves were competitive, right, ourselves in terms of the new private offerings that are coming in. However, I think in terms of the mix of offerings at an airport, you have to have a diversification to appeal to the different customers.
So jumping into the other third of your services,
yeah.
You mentioned earlier parking. You know, just talk a little bit more about it, the type of services that are offered, and, you know, how are these services being received?
You know, if I can, before we just jump into that, I just wanted to, you highlighted American Express.
Sure.
You know, American Express is a huge partner of ours, right? And, you know, they've continued to try to, you know, enhance that customer's journey with their Platinum and Black Card and offer, whether it's entertainment, restaurant, as well as travel offerings, hotels and flights, et cetera. You know, we complement that offering. Again, our products are similar in terms of high quality food and beverage offering, great facilities with, you know, beautiful furnishings and comfortable. And so we really aligned and have partnered, you know, strongly together. As you know, if a customer who has an American Express Platinum or Black Card actually comes to our lounge, they can get in free with up to 2 guests at any one of our escape lounges. So, and when you come into our escape lounge, you can use it both on your takeoff as well as your landing, so at the different airports. So if you're coming in, you know, flying out of Ontario and flying into Greenville-Spartanburg, you can use the lounge on both ends, which is a nice, yeah, enhancement. And on the parking side, question was, you know, what are we doing there, right? And how are we growing that? How is it being received? Yeah. So Ontario is our first market that we went live in, and it's going really well. So we're booking online. We're booking it far out. So we're taking bookings not only for day of or week of, but in advance, you know, for weeks and months now. So people are advanced purchasing their product, their parking. In addition, you know, we're starting to see the increase of those bookings grow every day. So people are getting acclimated to that. They like the different offerings. We're seeing growth actually in a market that was also one that, you know, airports usually focus on, and their customers are usually 1 and 2 day stay parkers. We build, because of the affordability of our parking product, you know, the 3, 4, 5, 7 day stay as well. And, you know, people who are fiscally, you know, conscious of what their purchases are, if they book in advance, they get a better rate. So, you know, that, so we're seeing growth there. We have a couple other airports in the mix right now that we're talking with that ready to sign documents with. So, things are great, you know, and this really, you know, we've been doing parking in the UK, both at Manchester, Stansted, as well as East Midlands now for years. And we've been successful. Our customers really appreciate the convenience. And it's just been growing, and we've been able to service our customers with different products, not only with the technology benefit of the convenience, but that also brings product development for us. So we're able to do high volume valet for the customer. We're able to offer them in the UK what we call click and collect, so they could buy their retail purchases and they could be in their car for them, so that they could just go when they leave. There's many different offerings that this affords us to continue to grow as technology grows. So it's really using technology, you know, for a good purpose to make that travel experience more convenient for the customer and bring more revenue in for the airport. Yes.
That's important.
It's very important. Yeah, as you look at that, it has to be a win-win.
No, certainly. So this is going to be an obvious question, or for you an obvious answer, but because you've managed to obviously penetrate, at least in the, and let's just now on the parking side, has it been a hard sell? Apparently not, because you've already got airports online.
Yeah, it's been an education, right? Because it's not been a hard sell. It's more of an education, because how does it work? It's different. We don't have it here. So we've done many, you know, kind of allowing people to come over and showcasing our facilities in the UK to airports and their teams to show them how it works. And, you know, when they realize the behind the scenes is complex, the algorithms and the investment that went in on the front end to develop this product is complex. The product itself is easy and simple for the customer and for the airport. You know, they have these systems, many systems in place already, the revenue control systems, and we're able to tap into that and actually produce real reports for them and information in terms of their, you know, the usage of their facilities, et cetera, and show them, better align them with their customers as well. Get them communicating with their customers directly.
So that helps. So it's an education in terms of how they use it in the UK here for how the airports
will use it.
They should really use it this way.
It's the application is rather simple, and it has been successful. I mean, I think one of the things I really am proud of with MAG is that all of our products that we have brought into the U.S., we're not testing them into the U.S. market. We've tried them out and tested them, developed them in the U.K. So they have, you know, they're tried and true. And when we bring them into the U.S. market, we may have to tweak something here or there. But essentially, like, you know, the localness of it is something, you know, that we really wanted for the lounges. On the parking, you know, it was kind of what we call, like, our valet product, you know, a little different. But those are little nuances, essentially. But the product itself, all of our products have been tested in the U.K., developed in the UK at airports, you know, because we're airport operators too. And so to bring them into the U.S. market has just been an education, just like it was about building our brand of Escape, right? Letting people know there was another type of common use lounge in the marketplace and that they had choices. And now here we are with our parking product to say the same. We have something that is unique, something that sets us apart from other you know, parking. We're not not an operator, but a parking technology company, really, where we help, again, align price and product for the customer. And that produces a better experience for our customers and more money for the airport. And so it's been an education because they have revenue control system, but this is on top of that. This is a smart system that we've developed, essentially, that helps us better sell and distribute parking. And that's another thing that we've actually gotten into. So in the UK, we've recently bought a company called Looking For, and they're actually a distribution partner of ours now in the parking space. They operate throughout Europe. Their big market, of course, is the UK, Australia, and now coming into the US market as well to be able to sell parking. So what's really helpful is when customers are looking for parking, they're going to be taking an airport journey. If they're on the airport's website, great. We've got a module there that will direct them to the parking and help them with that journey. If not, if they're just Googling and looking what's the parking, we like to be that first choice that comes before them. And Looking For also gives them another alternative on how they book their parking. Because again, it's about the customer and how they want to experience it, and then we can offer it in many different ways for them. So, yeah. And so, yeah, it's been really well received by the airports. But as you know, everything requires in our business procurements and RFPs and RFQs and all. And so that process does take time. It's, you know, it's a long game. It's a long game. Yeah.
Marathon.
Yeah. It's going really well. And again, Ontario's been, you know, Mark Thorpe in Ontario, the airport director there, is really excited and happy with the product and the services it's bringing to his customers, both the lounge and our car parking product. And again, we have other airports we'll be announcing soon that will be going live with our car parking product, which will be, again, exciting. And, you know, it'll be more commonplace, just like any technology, you know, is becoming more and more the norm. You know, people are using technology to simplify their life, and that's what this helps do.
Oh, excellent. So the final third of the business, the P3s, maybe they're not as plentiful, at least an opportunity, as maybe lounges and parking, at least not yet.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's gaining ground. So can you just give me an overview of what, from your viewpoint, what the marketplace looks like, and obviously Mag's role within it?
Well, you know, the British Airport Authority had been privatized, or, you know, had been an authority, and then was you know, the privatization in international airports kind of begun, like, after the British Airport Authority, you know, diversified there and had that competition in the marketplace. That was back in, like, 1987. And since then, those assets have been leased or sold. You know, airports around the world, really, have gone into the privatization of P3 space. We've been in the U.S. slow to market, right? And, you know, we truly coveted our assets here, right? We don't want to let go. And I think most people look at a P3 as a tollway privatization. And that's not what, you know, we're looking at in the airport space. There have been some fits and starts.
Sure.
You know, Chicago is one of them with Midway. Unfortunately, you know, if the recession hadn't hit at the time, it would have gone through. Yeah, it would have moved forward. And, you know, it was just unfortunate timing. But that would have, I think, changed the trajectory, right, of the
P3. That would have been the first domino to fall.
It would have. Yep, yeah. Yep. And so getting that first thing, right, even like in our parking business, getting that first U.S. airport to really see what we do and, you know, anything. It's getting that first thing to happen. So I think there's an opportunity, especially, again, I mean, our country just continues to suffer with lack of infrastructure investment, and there's just not enough money. You know, in good times, we can invest. Airports are, you know, more and more airports are having some big projects going on due to airlines, you know, doing very well financially. But again, the bigger picture, the infrastructure, the growth, some of those other things, you know, need to continue to have the right level of investment so that we can continue to meet the demand of the traveling public. So I think there'll be more opportunities. I applaud the LaGuardia Gateway partners and what they're doing there. They've had some successes. I think the more success we have in our industry, it opens, the opportunities up for, you know, greater and greater opportunities. So, I wish them great success. They're doing a fabulous job out there. And the more we can do collectively as an industry and have successes versus failures, I think we'll keep moving that ball forward. It is, again, it's not a sprint by any means. Sure, it's a long game. And we will eventually, I think, get there based on the needs of our country as a whole. But, it's an exciting time because, you know, St. Louis is exploring those opportunities right now. And there'll be, others in the market. I think that we also need to see some modifications, to the FAA's product, regulatory requirements too, that might help open things up as well. But there's good opportunities out there. I see there's hope and opportunity. And again, there's been some successes in terminal redevelopments. Denver's terminal project is a great success. Phoenix is looking at something unique with their car parking and hotel development. So people are exploring creative ways to bring investment to their airports and are looking at alternatives. And P3s is another tool in their toolbox to be able to accomplish their goals while still, meeting their needs. So,
definitely. So I guess my last question for you, you've kind of touched upon it in the various segments that we've been talking about with the products that you're selling, but like, what are the next steps? Obviously when we spoke about this, when you first joined, like you said, almost 4 years ago, it was like, wow, this is a great jump for you, and I think they got the right person. And it was like, was it like a big education of like who Meg was versus now you're like, you have these products, and the next steps are like seemingly coming rapidly.
Yeah, it was.
What are you excited for, basically?
Okay, well, when we came in again, we were brand new and just starting and needing to get who we are and what we do. I mean, Mag is known as a great airport operator, but we needed to bring in the fact that we were diversifying and building these products. So we've been successful in doing that, and thank you for, we've made great success and strides, 12 lounges in 4 years and 3 car parking products, basically one live right now. So things have gone well, and I actually have to, thank my team, because they've been instrumental in getting this, from Rob Hale, who's here, to building our products. People like John, in terms of educating John Wildman, our airports, in terms of what our parking product can do, and as well as Sid. So that component, and then we've got a new CEO, right? So Martin Jones has joined us, and he's a great addition. And Martin's, the team as a whole, with Liam and others, we're going to be able to kind of move faster and grow at a faster pace. I'm able to still help in the business development aspect of it, as I also look to help build our international business as well and bring these products to the international market, and allows us to, continue to grow our U.S. market with the great team we have in place. They've been able to, fit in with the airport community here, and they're just a great bunch of people that carry out our lounge business and parking business each and every day. So from our lounge managers, to, again, our new CEO, Martin Jones. I'm really proud of the business we've built here in the United States, and I see us being able to grow even faster as we bring more team members on board to do just that. And that our product and our brand, we are a trusted partner, and we don't want to just be a tenant. We want to be a partner with our airports, and airlines. We're there to be part of the community, not to just, open our doors and close our doors at the, beginning and end of the night. So we thank all the airports that have actually you know, actually had the confidence in us, you know, so I want to thank them all for believing in us and allowing us to actually, you know, be the success that we have been, and that was because of their belief in us as well, and the great products we have and our team members. So
that was a great rundown of what's going on. What are you personally excited about? I mean, like, must be excited to have gone to taking this thing from zero to where you are now. Talk personally about, like, how excited you are.
Yeah, you know, it's great to be able to see a you know, and nurture something, and it's like a child that I never had, being able to bring some birth something and then bring it to life and then see it grow up and get through its, you know, evolve. So I think there'll be continuous evolution. I mean, one thing about the MAG group is that we're constantly evolving, right? And we don't rest on our laurels. So there'll be continuous, again, trials of products and opportunities and technology in the UK. And as we perfect that and develop that, we get to bring that into the US market. So I think that, to me, excites me, because there's so much opportunity on the horizon, especially with technology and how it helps facilitate those types of opportunities. It doesn't solve our problems as a whole, but it helps us facilitate new opportunities and more convenience for our customers, and that's exciting, right? So we can make that airport journey more personalized, we can make it more exciting and more appealing, again, to all of the customers, and finding what they like, not what we want them to like, right? But getting them to the right product in the airports that appeal to them and that they enjoy. So you know, it's exciting. It's an exciting time, I think, in our industry as a whole. I heard some of the presentations of your panelists here with some of the cool things that are going on around the world. And, you know, I think, again, it's a very exciting time for airports, and more to come with the progress and how fast technology keeps progressing. And our customers are smarter, right? They want more. They communicate with us, you know.
Well, they're showing, but based on the airports taking your product, because there's a demand for it.
There's a demand for it. And social media, right, helps us stay on our toes, right? So it gives us, you know, whether it's compliments or criticisms immediately, and we're able to adjust quickly. So there's that communication with our customers. That's wonderful. Because years ago, you had a suggestion box or something, you know, mail you a letter, right? Yeah. I mean, it's come so far, right? And we're able to adjust so quickly. And so, you know, I find it exciting, and I think it's exciting for all these airport directors that are here to actually be bringing all these new and interesting and fun things into their airport. And I think the opportunity for airports to actually, again, be those cities that we talk about and engage with the community, with the customers directly and in a personalized way that the customer sees fit, will happen more and more with the privatization of, you know, technology and the privatization of their journey. So excited about that. I think there's so much to come, and I know MAG will be a great big part of that because of all the things that we're doing in the UK and testing and exploring. You know, I don't know if I've ever told you, but we have MAGO in the UK. So MAGO is MAG Online. And what we've done is pulled kind of those independent, they were kind of embedded in different parts of our organization at airports. We've pulled these amazing, talented people out of certain parts of the airport and then and developed it further, where there's a whole focus on technology, on, honestly, you know, bringing things to market and trying to get to a beta test, like, does this work, you know? And if we're going to fail, we want to fail fast, but otherwise we want to be able to quickly develop based on our customers' needs new products and new offerings, you know, to make, again, travel easy. And it's a whole group that's just dedicated on that. So it's taken outside of that airport day-to-day operations, because, as you know, airports, every day there's something new, right? And so it's hard to focus on that vision or next steps or what should be out there. And so this group was pulled out of the airport organization, essentially made into a separate organization called MAGO. And their job is to just continue to test the market, you know, test what the customers want.
Is it like an R&D department?
Yeah. Cool. It's all based on technology and services and, you know, getting to, again, bringing to market what the customers desire and actually creating things that maybe the customers don't even know they want yet, and saying, okay, let's see how the customers enjoy this, and testing things out. So it's really what they're doing, you know, is it's really revolutionary in terms of that focus, in terms of the development and the R&D of offerings at airports. So, and again, we get to test it out at our own airport always. So we develop this on our own customers there. And so, yeah, it's exciting in a real airport environment. It's not like it's something that's created
in a lab
and then brought out to an airport. The airport is our lab, right? And so that's really what I enjoy a lot about what MAG does as well. And that's why I see its future in terms of what will be happening in the marketplace with technology, that MAG will be an instrumental role in all of that development.
Well, Rosie, thank you so much for sitting down and talking.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. Fantastic job here. The excitement, the show floor opening yesterday. It was great to see everybody and, again, amazing showcase. So thank you very much for what you do for our industry. Really appreciate it.